All right, so.
Thank you for letting us ask you some questions. We invited you because we are very curious about your culture and your opinion on your day-to-day life in Ottawa. We hope by the end of the interview, we will have a better understanding of Latin American culture.
So, we're with an individual from Latin America who's here to share their culture and experience integrating in Canadian society.
So the first question is, what is your country / city of origin?
I'm originally from Medellin, Colombia, but I've been living in Canada for around 15 years and in Ottawa for 3 years.
Thank you. What brought you to Ottawa and how long have you been here?
To be in Ottawa, as I said, between 3 and 4 years. I came to Ottawa originally for a job. I am Colombian, but I did my university in Toronto. So after that, I spent some time traveling around and then I had a job offer. And then, yeah, I'm happy to say that I've been in Ottawa for around 3 to 4 years now.
Very interesting. Do you have any family here and do you see them frequently?
So I don't have any family in Ottawa. I have my parents live in Hamilton, Ontario, but most of my family still lives in Colombia. So the ones in Colombia, I only see maybe every year, every 2 years, sometimes every 3 years. My family in Hamilton, I try to see them every few months. But yeah, unfortunately, I don't have much family here in Ottawa.
All right. En Ottawa, ¿tienes una comunidad latina o algún... vecindario donde hablan español o portugués y celebran ocasiones?
Aquí en Ottawa vivo en un barrio que en sí es de mayoría francófona, pero sí tengo una comunidad alrededor mía que habla español. Mi pareja habla español, entonces de mi casa todavía conservamos mucho el español. Tengo amigos latinos con los que hablo español, cuando hablo con mi familia hablo en español y también tengo la suerte de que en mi trabajo hay muchas personas que hablan español, incluso a un par que también hablan portugués, entonces nos podemos comunicar digamos de manera social en español e incluso tenemos en términos de celebraciones pues nos invitamos a eventos sociales entre nosotros. Lo que sí hacemos mucho es que digamos si hay eventos así en la comunidad latina, vamos juntos, entonces hemos ido, por ejemplo, al creo que se llama el Pupusa Fest, o hemos ido digamos, a un festival colombiano en el pasado. Entonces, sí tratamos de construir al menos una comunidad y de poder seguir tomando parte, digamos, de estas actividades y estos eventos latinoamericanos.
Qué bueno, me gusta eso. ¿Y qué celebración es más importante para ti? Es decir, en la comunidad, ¿cuál celebración dirías tú que es la más importante?
Yo diría que yo, como colombiano, al menos en la parte de Colombia donde yo soy, la celebración más importante y por mucho es las fiestas de Navidad. Y creo que sí, los colombianos celebran la Navidad de una manera muy intensa, diría yo. Y es algo que todavía que conservo mucho, cosas como el Día de las Velitas. Si bajo a donde está mi familia, hacemos a veces las novenas, celebramos pues la Navidad como la celebran en Colombia, un poco con los platos típicos, con los niños pequeños todavía, aquí en Canadá incluso todavía viene el Niño Dios para ellos. Entonces sí, esa es como por mucho digamos que la celebración más importante, al menos para la comunidad a la que pertenezco, pero también... Digamos que en el pasado he celebrado otras cosas como la fiesta de independencia de Colombia, pero esas son un poco más, digamos, más aquí en Ottawa y mucho más de menor escala, diría yo.
Ok, ¿y qué tal la comida en esas fiestas? ¿Qué tipo de comida hay?
Sí, entonces, digamos que lo más típico son, al menos que en familia todavía hace la natilla y el buñuelo. La natilla es como un postre que es como a base de maíz, creo. Y los buñuelos son como una masa entre queso y una masa que suda, que se fríe y que son bastante ricos. Pero también a veces hacemos tamales, lechona, que también son comidas típicas de Colombia o de Latinoamérica, digamos. Y sí, entonces yo creo que la Navidad es justo el periodo donde hacemos la comida más tradicional.
Sí, qué bueno. Y bueno, ¿qué te parece? ¿Qué te parece si me describes un día típico en tu comunidad aquí en Ottawa? ¿Cómo se ve ese día?
Sí, entonces yo creo que al final de cuentas, la mayoría de los latinoamericanos que vivimos aquí, pues vivimos vidas bastante similares al de la gente alrededor nuestra. Pero entonces, si describo mi día, no difiere mucho. Es el día de una persona en promedio aquí. O sea, yo me levanto, yo salgo a trabajar, vuelvo a mi casa a descansar un poco. Yo diría lo que es diferente es tal vez que hay ciertas cosas de mi cultura que sí se ven durante mi día. Por ejemplo, la manera en que desayuno. Desayuno siempre tengo que desayunar café. A veces, si tengo, desayuno arepas, aunque ya no es tan común. Pero, por ejemplo, esto de estar tomando mucho café durante el día, que es algo bastante colombiano. También me gusta lo más que pueda socializar un poco después de mi trabajo. Como latinoamericanos, yo creo que eso de la que somos de por sí, o el estereotipo es que somos extrovertidos. Y sea algo de verdad ahí en el hecho de que después de mi trabajo sí me gusta a veces compartir un tiempo adicional, digamos, incluso con mis compañeros de trabajo, quedarme un rato a charlar, salir un rato a caminar. Entonces yo creo que esas son las pequeñas diferencias, digamos, que me marcan un poco como latinoamericano en mi vida diaria, pero diría que en el resto, pues, al menos de llevar tanto tiempo aquí, ya estoy bastante integrado a la forma en que la gente vive su vida aquí.
All right. Gracias, gracias Kevin por eso. Sabrina is gonna continue.
How do you celebrate your heritage?
So I celebrate my heritage. I mean, I'm very proud of being Colombian, and I really love being Colombian and being Latin American. I think one of the things that I'm very lucky is that I get to celebrate my heritage almost every day. I have the opportunity to work with Colombians in Colombia for my actual work here. And for me, that is a celebration. That's something of giving back to the place where I'm from. But things, for example, like I like showing my friends and colleagues that perhaps are not as familiar with Colombia. I love showing them what we eat, how we celebrate, telling them a little bit of our history. Sometimes, for example, I have this thing where I buy almojábanas, which are like Colombian pastry, to give to my colleagues because I know they love them. So little by little, you know, by sharing my culture with them, I think is how I also try to celebrate my heritage. But it is also a question of like I like trying to keep in touch with my own country. I read the news. I deeply care what happens there, so I feel like the celebration is continuous, and I'm able to maintain those very strong links with my own culture.
That's a lovely response. You mentioned that you work in like you do work for Columbia.
Yeah, I do. In my work, I work in kind of the government sector, international development, and a lot of our projects are based in Colombia. So I get the opportunity to be in touch with Colombians very often, continuously.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you mind sharing some values that you hold most dear as a member of the Latin Caribbean community?
Yeah, of course. First, I will say, like, I think we're a very diverse community. We come from many different countries, so it's a little bit hard to say that there is some value that we all share, but there's definitely some things that we have in common. I think for most of us, Latinos, Latin Americans, we really value family and community. And I think that is still something that is very important even to me, like maintaining those links with my family. We really value solidarity. It's something that you can see when you meet other Latin Americans, you know, that we try to help each other as much as we can. And that when we're in Canada, we realize that we have actually so many things in common. As I said, the language is also another thing that is, I think, very important to our community because it's kind of what set us a little bit apart from other communities because, you know, as I was saying at the beginning, like we come from many different countries, we come from many different ethnic groups. But I guess one of the things that we do have in common is that most of us are able to communicate in Spanish and share some kind of cultural references. So I would say that family, solidarity, and language are probably some of the most important values that we share.
That's great to hear. What would you like to share about yourself or your community that you think is important for people to know?
Well, I think one of the things that I really would love for people to understand about the Latino community or Latin Americans is that we are very diverse, as I said before. I think a lot of people think we're kind of just, sometimes people don't know much about the region, so they think we all kind of, you know, there's a stereotype that we might only eat tacos or tortillas and stuff like that. And the truth is that is just a small part of us. And that also we come in different shapes and forms, and that we're incredibly, as I said, diverse, and that we are a community that is very rich because of that, and that we also are diverse in the way we think, in the way we behave, in the way we live our lives. So yeah, I think there's a lot of stereotypes in our community that maybe because of media, a lot of people think that we're kind of very similar, but the truth is that we're extremely different from each other, and I think that is also what makes us so unique and so great. That being Latin American is a category that includes many others, I will say.
That's amazing. Just pertaining to travel, I was wondering when your most recent visit to Colombia was, and what did you do there?
I was there yesterday, actually. Oh, wow. The reason I couldn't do this interview sooner, but I was there for work. So it's a little bit different because I am from Medellin, which is the second largest city of Colombia. But for my work, I mainly travel to Bogota. Mm-hmm. So during these trips, I don't really get the chance to see my family much. But it is still amazing to be able to be in Colombia, surrounded by people that are in a way a little bit like me. And, you know, eat some of the food, hear some of the music, hear the language. So even though I don't see my family when I go on those trips, or in most of them I don't see my family, I still really enjoy them.
All right. You mentioned that you were recently in Colombia. What foods do you make that remind you of home? And where do you purchase your groceries to prepare your traditional meals here in Ottawa?
Yeah, so I am very lucky that I live in a neighborhood where there's actually a lot of Latin American stores. So I think for most Latinos in Ottawa, there's a few stores that are like pan Latin American that sell a little bit of everything from the region. So when I'm really craving Colombian food or Colombian I mainly crave Colombian candy, to be honest, or Colombian fruits. It's my main thing. And I'm lucky I can go to the stores and a lot of that candy I can get. The fruits are a little bit harder to get, but it is also not impossible. Colombia is a country with many, many different fruits that I've been to some places and I've never seen a country where there is so much variety of fruits. And you are able actually to get some of them here, some of the other. There's some African stores that have them, some East Asian stores that also have them. So I've done a little bit of research and I know where to get my fruits from. But in terms of cooking food, I've been here for so long that I will say that I don't really cook as Colombian as I used to. But something that I really enjoy, for example, when I'm with my family is there's some food that we enjoy. Arepas are one of them. I really like mondongo, which I don't really make, but my mom makes, and it's something that when she makes, a lot of it, so I can actually froze or freeze some of it and eat for a little bit. But yeah, things like that I really like.
Oh, that sounds so good. And well, just to wrap up, how likely would you and your family to be used the website we're creating for uploading your stories? And how would you use it? We would like to better serve the community. So any suggestions from you about accessing the website as well as what should be posted will be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, no, I think this is a great idea. And I think it's really important because there is a lot of Latin Americans here in Canada, here in Ottawa. And I think sometimes maybe we're not as visible because most of us have come here very recently in the last couple of decades. So a lot of us are very still new to Canada. And And it's important to record what our lives are like now in this very special also period of Canada. And I think I will definitely use it. And I think I will also be very interested to hear from other Latin Americans that live here in Ottawa. And I know we all have very different experiences arriving here, but we share also many commonalities. And I think it's so important to be able to hear about those too. Where should it be posted? I think an online platform that is easily accessible to people that are maybe not even part of the university community will be great, because I think that's also another of the issues, is a lot of people are not very familiar with the way that the academic world works here in Canada, because you know a lot of them just come here, a lot of Latin Americans come here and they start working and raising their families, so they don't have a lot of time to maybe explore exactly how all these platforms work. So I think something that is easily accessible, that doesn't, you know, doesn't require to have like an Ottawa UID or anything like that, will be great. But I think this is a great idea, and I really like that this is being done.
Well, thank you so much for that feedback, because it will be very helpful and useful for us. And so just before we end, do you have any other comments or concerns?
No, I think I don't know many concerns. And in terms of comments, I just like to emphasize that us Latinos here in Canada are so diverse, and that, you know, as I said, we share some things, but it is also important to remember that we all come from many different countries and we come with different ideas, and that we're a community that is extremely plural, and that is important to remember. That I like that these interviews are being done, because it allows us to also understand how different we are from each other. So yeah, that would be my only comment, just to emphasize that.
De nuevo, muchas gracias. We really appreciate your time and your willingness to share your heritage.
We will let you know when the interview is posted on the Omeka website for you to access.
Thank you so much to both of you. This was great.